ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the nation's biggest business lobbying group, and the tax firm Ryan LLC both sued the Federal Trade Commission today over the agency's move to ban non-compete agreements. A rule issued yesterday by the FTC prohibits companies from enforcing existing non-compete agreements on anyone other than senior executives. Other business groups joined the chamber's suit, including the Business Roundtable, which represents chief executive officers of some of the country's biggest employers. An FTC spokesman defended the agency's authority to issue the measure. Boeing burned through nearly $4 billion in the first quarter of the year, as fallout from the Alaska Airlines mid-air accident exacted a financial toll. The jetmaker reported a $355 million loss. Revenue fell 8% from a year ago, but the quarterly results were slightly better than expected. Under pressure from airlines and regulators to clean up its operations, Boeing has slowed its factories and has stopped providing most financial targets. The company is building fewer of its 737 MAX jets. It's also facing a separate problem with its 787 Dreamliner. A shortage of some key parts means it can't increase production of the wide-body jets as quickly as it had hoped. And President Biden signed a foreign aid bill today, allowing the delivery of weapons and additional ammunition to Ukraine within days, and other military equipment in the coming months. That's according to U.S. officials. The first tranche of American equipment will include more long-range surface-to-surface missiles, which will allow Ukraine to strike Russian forces well beyond the front line. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.